walked back into my village. None of the faces were familiar.
Look at the beard. Look at the man and the funny beard.
I didn't even recognize the dogs. Strange names were over the door. Strange faces were at the windows. Everything was strange. Surely this was my village. There stood the Catskill Mountains, and there flowed the Hudson. Have I no friends here?
Tell us who you are, old timer, and we'll tell you whether you have friends or not.
Alas, gentlemen, I am a poor, quiet man and a loyal subject of the king, God bless him.
The king?
Torrey!
Why? Hang it! Run him out of town!
Does nobody here know Rip Van Winkle?
Rip Van Winkle? That's my name. Who was me?
That's me. That's me, Stanley. But if that's me, who am I?
Hush, little Rip, hush now. The old man won't hurt you.
Young lady, what is your name?
Judith Gardner.
And your father's name?
Oh, poor man. Rip Van Winkle was his name, but it's 20 years since he went away from home and never has been heard from since.
Lass, tell me one thing. Where's your mother?
She died not long ago. She broke a blood vessel in a fit of rage at a New England peddler.
Judith, girl, I am your father. Does no one here know Rip Van Winkle?
Sure enough, it is Rip Van Winkle. Welcome home again, old neighbor. Where have you been these 20 long years?
The whole incredible story I told to them, to all of them, exactly as I have told it to you. And there were some that disbelieved it, including my son Rip, my own image leaning there against the tree. But I've proof for you. Everyone knows that Henrik Hudson keeps a kind of vigil in the Catskills with his crew of the Half Moon. And while they keep a guardian eye upon the great river called by his name, they play at ninepin. There. Hear it? You think that's thunder? Any old-timer in the Catskill country will tell you that it's Henrik Hudson and his crew at a game of ninepins. And I might add, it's a common wish of all henpecked husbands in the neighborhood when life hangs heavy on their hands that they might have a quieting drink out of the cup of Rip Van Winkle.